Good afternoon, class. Today we will be learning some techniques to work on flexibility. We'll then apply our newfound flexibility and play some exercises out of our good old standard of excellence books. What do we mean when we say flexibility? Anybody? Especially referring to flexibility on brass instruments. What does that mean?
Maybe range. How's it your range?
That's part of it. Well, what else? More specifically than range. It's about how you use the range.
How you can play for a long time.
That's part of it as well. It's still not quite what I'm looking for. Movement between notes. That's primarily what I'm looking for. That's right. If you remember a couple weeks back, Dr. Scheib wrote on the board the different partials and how all that works. That's exactly what we're talking about. If you know, first position, open vowels, all the same fingerings, there are many notes you can play. And it's difficult, especially in instruments like the French horn, to move between them. And the flexibility that I'm referring to primarily today is the ability to move smoothly and accurately between notes. Part of that is definitely range, if you can move smoothly even higher. And I don't remember what you said.
How long you can play.
How long you can play is also a bit of a part of that, because you're more comfortable with it. But that's exactly right. Now, non-brass players, answer this question, please. What do you think would be something that we can do or play that would help work on this, help change between notes? Can you think of anything we could do?
There. Slurring between partials?
Slurring between partials. You know what? That's a fantastic answer. I'm not even going to ask anymore. So with that, let me pass this out real quick. Yeah. Wait, what
high five.
Oh, yeah. If you'll take a look at this sheet. Brass players, this will look familiar. You'll need your book in a sec, but we're going to work off this for most of the time, so if you want to put your book away, that's fine. Hold for a minute. You get to keep these. You can write on them.
Nice.
Make notes. Like, don't drop it. Okay, so if you look at this sheet, starting right at the very beginning, for everyone I have on the first exercise, I have the fingerings and or positions written in. The pattern is basically the same throughout the rest of the sheet, so just use that as reference. It's okay if you don't know what some of these individual notes are. It's the patterns and the lip exercises we're going for here. Now, you must understand two components of achieving flexibility. First of all, your lips, your embouchure, must be able to change correctly and precisely right to the notes you want. But secondly, perhaps the single most important part of brass playing is air. If you don't have air there, it doesn't matter what kind of condition your embouchure is in. If you don't have air, that notes aren't going to come out correctly. So, when you're playing this, please remember to use a big, full sound. I'm not asking for super loud, but just as Kim was talking about, a big, round sound is exactly what I'm looking for, so you can have the breath support we need. So, let's look at number one. Everybody starts on a concert F. We'll take these real slowly. I'll explain the reason behind this in a sec, but I want to have you guys hear what it sounds like, okay? Everybody see where I am, number one? We'll go about this fast. This is the quarter note, so it's going to be good and slow. Take a big breath, and one, two, ready, three. So what we're doing with this is going real short, real small, minor second, major second, and so forth, and slowly enlarging our usable range right now. that's the reason we're doing this, is because that literally wakes our lips up and gets moving. This is best done if you haven't played yet. Obviously today it's a little different, but it's okay. So that's the concept behind that. And again, you don't know all the notes in between, but for the most part, y'all got the position just about right and fingers and whatnot. So that's good. For time's sake, we're not going to play everything on this sheet, but number two and three are just like that, just on starting on different partials, on lower B5 partial and upper B5 partial horns, which is a little different. Let's go over to number four real quick, because this one is a little different. You do not have printed on your sheet a slur, but just imagine a slur from the beginning to the end of all of each of these figures, okay? So a three-bar slur. So you want to go, da. Take a breath, take a breath, that's fine. Otherwise, make it big and connected. Don't stop your ear for this at all, okay? Let's, everybody play your concert B flat so I can hear that pitch. Ready, breathe. That's right. So this first one, same exact fingering pattern, open, and then second, first, or so forth, tremolo, second, third, fourth position. Ready? We'll go real slow. Use lots of air to help blow these notes up. And one, ready, go.
Thank you.
slurs, as you can see, there's a lot of slurs in here. We'll pay attention to those. Let's try it once more, and I got to wrap it up. Let's try it once more. A little bit faster. That sounded really pretty good. And one, two, three. Practice to help build flexibility and strength. Any questions about anything I've done?